我们先有点祷告。
Let's begin with a word prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因着你自己的心思和你自己的意念向人一打开的时候，我们不得不向你更深的俯伏。
And when your hearts and your minds are opened up to us, Lord, we cannot help but to bow down further before you.
你没有留下一样好处不赏给寻求你的人。
Because you have not withheld anything from those who seek after you.
你乐意用着你自己所有来承担堕落的人在你面前所失去的。
And you're willing to use what you have to take the place of those who have fallen, what they have lost.
我们想也不敢想。
It's beyond.
你是用这样的心思来恩待寻求你的人。
It's beyond our imagination that this is your heart and mind that
you have towards those who seek after you. 我们更感谢我
们的主。Seek after you. We thank you, Lord.
你是按照你的定义来引领我们属你的人，照着你的心意。靠近你的自己。
And it is you who would use your will to draw us closer to you.
我们的意念常常是借着我们自己所做的到你面前换恩典。
And our mind, we want to use what we do to exchange for your grace.
但是你的定义完完全全把人所能做的全都撇开。
But your will is that you would put aside what man can do.
你乐意向人打开你里面所有的事，毫无保留的把他所有的一切赏赐给人。
And that you are willing to open up yourselves and you have given us everything without reservation.
不单是遮盖我们的罪和死。
Not only to cover our sin and death.
除掉他们在我们身上所扎的根。
And take away the root they have taken inside of us.
更重要的是，你打把你自己的生命毫无保留的也赏给我们。
And more important, you also have given us your life without reservation.
就我们到你面前来的时候，不是看我们做了多少。
So when we come before you, it does not matter how much we've done.
乃是看我们的心向着你有多少的敞开。
But it depends on how open our hearts are toward you.
人在你面前没有保留。
And when man has no reservation before you,
你就把你本来就是不向人隐藏的恩惠和怜悯倾倒在我们的身上。
And then you would pour out your grace and mercy upon us.
主，我们能说什么话？
Lord, what can we say?
只有敬拜你，只有赞美你。
We can only worship and praise you.
因为只有你配得这样的称颂和敬拜。
Because you're the only one to deserve such praises and worship.
主啊，我们要从诗篇的里头读到你在生命的带领，引人往前走。
And in the Psalms, we will read about how you guide men ahead in life.
求主就借着圣灵的开启，叫我们看到你心里的意念。
So we ask that Lord, you use your Holy Spirit to open up and let us see your heart.
也看到那是靠着你的恩典走过来的，他们的脚踪是如何的印证你对我们那无限的恩典。
And all those who have trust in your grace, how they have walked on this path and see your grace.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上我们打开诗篇的时候。你亲自对我们说话。
And this evening, when we open up the Psalms, where you speak to us directly.
借着圣灵的指引，让我们这个人灵里面是完全的被打开。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our spirit will be completely opened up.
不停留在宗教的传统里。
And we would not stop at religious tradition.
也不越过你心意所定规的。
And we will not also go beyond what you have willed.
我们是认定这个事实。
That we would hold fast to this.
唯独你是我们的目标。
Only you are our goal.
你是我们的标准。
You are our standard.
你是我们寻求的唯一的一位。
And you are the only one we seek after.
主啊，但愿你得着一切的荣耀。
Lord, may you gain all the glory.
我们在你面前仰望你。
We look unto you.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主，诗篇我们又往前要走一走一段路了。
And we thank the Lord, we are still going further in the Psalms.
上个主日，上个礼拜二，我们读到51篇的时候，我们是把那个重要的点点出来了。
Last Tuesday, when we read Psalm 51, we pointed out the important point.
但是具体细致的，我们好像并没有碰到更多。
But we did not go into the details.
那我们今天就从51篇里头，不是重新开始，而是把一些我们应该注意却过去没有提到他的来温习一下。
We are not going to repeat Psalm 51, but we will point out the important places.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因着大卫这一件事情。
And because of this matter of David.
我得先再说明这一件事。
Let me first explain this.
这一件事情摆在五十一篇。
This matter is placed in Psalm 51.
从五十一篇开始，一直到卷三的开始。
And beginning from Psalm 51 to the beginning of Book 3.
神是用着大卫所经历的各种各样的事情来显明神的恩典是如何的临到人。
And through all the things that David have encountered, God is there to show how His grace is upon men.
人在神面前所承受一切的神的祝福，神在神在人这一方面，人并没有付过什么代价。
And all the blessings men have received from God is not because man has paid any price.
人只是在神面前等候神向我们倾倒他的丰满。
But man is just there to wait for God to pour out His fullness upon us.
那所以当五十一篇就开始把一个可以说是新的结论向我们打开。
So in Psalm 51, we can call it a new conclusion that's opened up to us.
在这一的里头，我们是很清楚的记得。人是凭着人所做的，在神面前换取恩典。
And in Book 1, we remember clearly it is man's thought that he is using what he has done to exchange for God's grace.
到卷二个的时候
，And when it comes to Book 2,
神就把这一个观念往前更带高一步。
And God is bringing this concept to a higher ground.
叫人很清楚地看见。
So that man can see very clearly.
神赐福给我们，完全不是因为我们做了多少。
And when God blesses man, it's not because of what we have done.
而是神的恩慈没有保留的赏给我们。
But it's because God's grace and mercy has been given to us without reservation.
如果我们还在这一点上有难处的。
If we still have difficulty understanding this,
神就让人看见，你凭什么可以到神的面前？
And God would let man see by what can you come before God?
人是亚当的后代。
And man is the descendants of Adam.
既然是亚当的后代，他就没有办法脱离那个罪和死的捆绑。
And since we're descendants of Adam, then we cannot depart from the bondage of sin and death.
不仅是当中一部分的人给圈在这个圈里。
And it's just not a part of the people are shut up in this.
而是全体都给圈到这个圈里。
But as a whole, everybody is shut up in this.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么所以当神把神儿女的心思带进卷二里头的时候，神就在这一方面来给我们先注意神在我们中间怎么做。
So when God brings His children's heart to Book 2, He let us see how He is going to accomplish this.
我们记得44篇的里头说到一个非常重要的事实。
And we remember in Psalm 44, there is one very important fact.
说出神在他自己的居所里，他对人显明的是一个事实，就是他就是人的避难所。
And it is God in his abode he reveals to man that he is the refuge of man.
那就是四八篇的第三节那里所说的，神在其宫中自显为避难所。
It's in Psalm 48 verse 3, it says, God in her palaces has made himself known as a stronghold.
这个自显是很重要的那一个动词。
That he has made himself known.
来说出了神做这一件事情，他根据什么
？And it tells us what is the basis of God doing this.
根据他自己的丰盛的荣耀。
It's based on His riches and glory.
这个丰盛的荣耀一摆出来
，When this riches and glory is laid out,
神就成了人的避难所。
That God has become man's refuge.
不管那个难处。有多重有多大
It doesn't matter how great or how heavy this difficulty is.
神说我都承担过来
That God says that I will take it as my own.
那最重要的是我们所留意到的是神自己在那里说明他与人的关系是在他自己的那个性情所包括的里头。
And most importantly, God tells us His relationship with man is included in His nature.
那所以从四十九篇一直到到五十篇，就做了一个心思上的归纳，或者说道德认识上的归纳。
So in Psalm 49 and 50, there is a conclusion, a summary of moral.
让神知道让人知道神给人赐恩不是因为神有什么缺欠
And so that man would know the fact that God gives grace to man is not because God is lacking anything
那是神要得着人
But it's because God wants to gain man
所以神就要把失落的人找回来
So God is to find the fallen man
当然这个一找就找出好多问题出来了。
But as he seek after these people, there are issues that come about.
因为弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的知道。
Because brothers and sisters, you know this very clearly.
神寻找人。
When God seeks after men.
撒旦也寻找人。
Satan is also seeking after men.
那神寻找人是归回他自己的荣耀、丰富和华美。
And when God seeks men, it is for them to go back to His glory, honor, and beauty.
但是撒旦拣选人是要把神所要做的做一个彻底的破坏。
But when Satan seeks after man, it is to do a complete destruction of what God wants to do.
那因此，他当神在那里寻找人的时候
，So when God is seeking after man,
他也在那里去寻找人。
Satan is also seeking after men.
他寻找人做什么呢
？What is he doing?
神喜欢什么
？Whatever God likes.
神就让人讨厌什么
？And Satan would.
撒旦就让人讨厌什么
？And Satan would cause men to dislike the same thing.
神喜欢哪一些人必须要追求去得着的
？And when God delights in certain men that he wants to gain.
撒旦就送一些其他的事物来代替神所安排的。
And Satan would send something to take the part of God.
那因此我们就看到了。
So that we see.
不仅是从卷一的时候开，不仅是在卷二的时候是开始说到这一方面。
It's not only in a book two that we see the beginning of these things.
在卷一这个的开头，神就已经把这件事情摆得很清楚。
Even in the beginning of book one, God has laid this out pretty clearly.
那么现在来到五十章五十篇。
So now when we come to Psalm 50,
一个很大的结论出来，给人看见了。
There's a big conclusion for men to see.
神借着各种各样的事。 特别是借着在历史上面一些有名望的人的事来说明神是怎么用恩慈来寻找人。
And it is through many things, especially some famous people in history, to show how God has grace upon men.
不管那个人他犯罪堕落到一个什么的程度。
It does not matter how the man has sinned and has been corrupted.
神说我赦免他们。
But God said that I will forgive him.
但是神的赦免根据什么呢？
But what is God's forgiveness based on?
不是根据言语。
It's not based on just words.
是根据他付出代价。
It's based on the price that he paid.
弟兄姊妹也都知道他付出的代价是什么。
And brothers and sisters all know what is the price that he has paid.
那是他自己的儿子站在人的地位上来代替人去承受罪和死所带来的捆绑。
And it's through his son standing in the position of a man to take away the bondage of sin and death.
这件事情是我们人很不容易了解的。
And this is a matter that's not easily understood by men.
因为在我们的道德观念的里头。
Because in our moral value.
当然这个道德观念是根据什么呢？根据分别善恶树上的果子的所结出来的表明。
Of course, these kind of moral values is based on the result of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那个重点就是我的主张就是真理。
The main point is whatever I say is the truth.
我的倾向就是准确的事实。
My inclination is the accurate fact.
所以一切与我的心思和意念不一样的事物，我全都给在那里给他一个不可赦免的定罪。
So whatever that goes against my thoughts and my mind, I would condemn them.
这和一个真实的被神拣选的人在神面前那个反应完全翻过来。
And so this is the complete opposite of the reaction of a man that is truly chosen by God.
我很记得宾路易师母在神面前的一个祷告。
And I remember very clearly a prayer by Jesse Panua.
在他应该是二十生日的那一天，他向神有个祷告。
And it should be her 20th birthday that she had this prayer before God.
他说神啊，你要保守我的灵在你面前是很纯净的。
And she said, God, keep my spirit pure before you.
有些话语我都不记得的。
And I'm not remember very well about all the words.
但是他里面再说的说到，让我里头已经预备好做什么呢？只要你在天上的宝座有任何的意念显明出来，我在地上就立刻的响应。
And she continued to say that let me be ready so that whatever thoughts that comes out from the throne from heaven and that's revealed that I would be ready to follow on.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然这些是教会历史里面的一些小记录。
Even though these are just some minor recordings of the
church history. 但是很清楚地指出一件事。
But it's very clear.
一个真正在神面前要寻求常活在神的面光里的人，他没有办法靠自己的道德观念来决定我这对神有什么的寻求和安排。
So it clearly points out those who truly live under the countenance of God, they would never use the moral values to substitute for what God wants.
神的话是把这件事情说出来。
So these are spoken by the word of God.
但是你说出来，你总得有个根据在那里。
But if you say these things, you have to have some basis.
神啊，你根据什么说这样的事情？
So God, what is your basis of saying all these things?
你根据什么来表明到你面前来的人，他们不管是带着多少的罪的重担， 你如果他就寻找神的怜悯的时候，你都给他。
So what basis do you have, God, that when you say, no matter how heavy the burden of sin one carries, when they come before you?
那所以从五十一篇开始，一直往前面去。圣灵用了好多个别人，主要是大卫的经历和其他一些个别人所走过的路程来说明这个事情。
So beginning from Psalm 51, God uses many individuals, especially David, to show us the path they walked on.
那所以我们从五十一篇开始，我们就看到一直说到历史上好多好多好多次神的子民所经过的问题。
So beginning in Psalm 51 we'll see the many instances, examples of God's people, how they walk on the path.
但是就以五十一篇这个就开始。
But they are beginning with Psalm 51.
因为五十一篇里面的那个内容是说出人的败坏最顶点的那一个记录。
Because Psalm 51 is a record of the corruption of man to the uttermost.
上个礼拜我和以特伯和弟兄姊妹们提到律法里边所定规的事情。
Last week I mentioned to brothers and sisters about the things about in the law.
在律法的定规里头。
And under the law.
主人跟仆人他们中间他们应该有一个什么界限在哪里。
And what is the boundary between a master and his servant?
但是你一看到律法，
But when you look at the law,
你发觉一件事，
And you discover this.
主人，因为弟兄姐妹记得在摩西传律法的时候，那个是还是奴隶社会。
And verses remember when Moses passed down the laws, it's still a society of with slavery.
奴隶主对奴隶是有绝对的权柄。
And the slave owners versus the slaves, and they have absolute power over the slaves.
那所以在五十一篇里头就特别提到大卫跟拔示巴中间的一些问题。
So in Psalm 51, especially mentioned about a problem between David and Bathsheba.
但是只是提出这个问题。
But it only points out this problem.
却不是追究这个问题。
But it's not trying to get to the bottom of it.
但神追究的是什么事呢？
So what does God want to get to the bottom of?
是因着拔示巴的缘故而引起大卫做了一件杀人的事。
And it's because of Bathsheba, it caused David to commit murder.
我们读历代志也好，列王记也好，特别是在撒母耳记，你就看见因着这一件事情，大卫设了几个谋略要把乌利亚弄掉。
And if we read the Chronicles, Kings of Samuel, especially in Samuel, we know that David had came up with some
scheme
to try to kill Uriah. In the beginning, he was rather gentle.
把乌利亚从前线召回来。
And he called Uriah from the front line.
说是听听那个战报。
And he said he wanted to hear about the battle.
然后就劝他回家陪陪太太。
And then he asked him to go back home to keep his wife company.
他要借助这样的一个安排来遮盖他自己所做的那个坏事。
And he wanted to use this arrangement to cover up the bad thing that he has done.
虽然在律法的底下他可以这样做。
And even though it is okay for him to do this under the law.
但是因为你是君王。
But because you are the king.
你对自己的标准是要求高很多。
You should have a higher requirement or a standard for yourself.
所以你不能在八十八的事上出任何的毛病。
So you should not make any mistakes in the matter of Bathsheba.
但是你留意到这个赫人乌利亚他真的是 忠忠实实的做一个奴仆。
But we see that this Hittite Uriah, he was truly a very honest servant.
他 回到耶路撒冷，他不回家。
When he returned to Jerusalem, he did not go back home.
大卫说你回家吧。
Now David asked him to go home.
头一天晚上他不回家。
The first night he didn't go home.
第二个晚上开始神就让他饮酒来。喝醉了也叫他回家。
And the second evening, they made him drunk and then asked him to go home.
但是他还是不回家。
But he still did not go home.
他心里所想的是什么呢？
What was in his heart?
我的主人和他的许多的仆人都在前线作战。
That my master and many of his servants are still at the front line.
我怎么可以回到家里来过一个不是战争的生活呢？
And how can I go back home and to live a life that's not at war?
那就因着这样的一件事。
So because of
大卫为要遮盖他的那一个愚昧。
And in order to cover up his
own foolishness, 他就用尽各种方法要把乌利亚除掉。
And he used all kinds of schemes to get rid of Uriah.
那现在我们在五十一篇，你就很清楚看到。这一件事情。
So in Psalm 51, we can see this matter very clearly.
在我一般人来看，就是八十八的事情是重要的事。
And generally speaking, most people think that the matter of Bathsheba is very important.
但是你在五十一篇里头，你看不到神追讨大卫跟八十八的事。
But in Psalm 51, we do not see that God pursued after the matter of David and Bathsheba.
因为因着那个对待。奴仆的条例上面是给人有这样的一个漏洞。
And because of the law, regarding how to treat the slaves, there is this gap there, a loophole there.
但是因着这件事就是引起流人血的那件事情呢，神是没有放过。
But because of this matter and there's blood shedding, that God did not let it go.
流人血那件事情为什么成为？神眼中那么严重的事呢？
Why does this matter of blood shedding become so serious in God's eyes?
弟兄姊妹们，你留意思想一下，你就自己得出结论。
And brothers and sisters, if you meditate upon this, you will be able to draw a conclusion yourself.
你把人杀了。
That you kill somebody.
你就是不你就是做了一件事。
That you have done one thing.
不管你是用什么方法，
no matter what way you do it,
你带出那个结果就是叫人落在死亡里。
The result is you cause somebody to die.
而死亡是神最讨厌的那件事。
And death is most hated by God.
因为死亡这个事实是引动人在神面前绝对的不信服神。
Because death is the reason causing men to not submit to God.
所以你留意到五十一篇里边，在哪里？你特别留意十四节，神呢、啊？你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪。
So in Psalm 51 verse 14 it says, "Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation."
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为大卫懂得如何在神的面前看他自己所走过的路是留下一个什么大的破口在那里。
Because David realized what a big gap he has left in front of God because of the path that he has walked on.
但这个破口呢？
But for this gap,
他很清楚的知道，是从我们祖宗的时候就开始显在人的中间。
He understood this gap existed when his forefather existed.
所以第五节，当他在神面前寻求赦免悔改的时候，他就说出这一个很严肃的事实。
So, and when he seek forgiveness and repent before God, in verse 5, it tells of a very clear fact.
第四节那里开始说。
Well, beginning from verse 4.
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候，显为公义， 判断我的时候显为轻症。
Again,
我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
Verse 4, against you, you only I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in my sin my mother conceived me.
他知道他的根源所带来的一个结果。
He realized the root, his root has brought forth this problem.
因此他必须要在神的面前寻求神一个恩典。就是神把 不仅是把一个赦罪的恩典赐下来，并且也把一个赦罪的事实来完全的显明出来。
So he knew that not only did he have to seek after the grace of forgiveness, he also had to ask God to completely reveal this fact of forgiveness. So what is this?
大卫自己清楚知道。
And David knew it himself.
他能在神的面光的底下走过许许多多的艰难和试探。
That he was able to walk through many difficulties and temptation under God's face.
但是在八十八这一件事上面，他就过不来。
But in this matter of Bathsheba, he failed.
那过不来的这个原因在哪里呢？
So what is the reason of his failure?
在他的灵里头失去的正直。
That he has lost his righteousness in his spirit.
他灵里面出了大差。
And there is a problem in his spirit.
那因此弟兄姊妹你注意，大卫一抓住自己在神面前堕落的那个重点，就向神求这一个恩典。
So once David was able to grab hold of this problem,of his fall, that he prayed to God.
第十节。
Verse 10.
神啊，我求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。求你这使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵，扶持我。
And verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit.
他很深地知道，他犯这一个严重的错误，那是因为灵里面失去了清正。
And he truly understands that he has committed such a big mistake is because he has lost his steadfastness in his spirit.
那所以他在求神赦免的时候，他求神给他一个更新的恩典。
So when he asks for of forgiveness from God, he asks God for this grace of renewal.
主啊，救我灵里边重新正直过来。
Lord, renewed us in me a steadfast spirit.
然后神啊，你不要从我身上收回你的圣灵。
And then do not take away your Holy Spirit from me.
因为如果你把圣灵收回，又没有洁净我的里面的灵到一个清洁无瑕疵的地步。
Because if you take away your Holy Spirit and you have not cleansed my heart to a state that it is pure before you.
我在你面前就没有路走了。
Then I will not have a way before you.
不仅是说个人和人中间我没有办法继续往前走。
It's not only that I cannot continue my path before men.
特别是在你托付给我的那一份我就完全失去了动力了。
But especially I will lose all that can motivate me before you.
那神托付给大卫什么呢？
And what did God entrust him with?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
严格的来说，
Strictly speaking,
他把祭司的国度赐给他。
And God has given him the kingdom of priests.
要让他 成为祭司的国度里面的君王。
And to have him be the king of this kingdom of priests.
也让他的子孙扶持着这个祭司的国度的那个期许的往前去。
And also for his descendants to keep this kingdom of priests to keep it going.
但是大卫里面很清楚知道。
But within David, he's very clear.
如果神的灵不在我身上动工，使我的灵重新正直过来，甚至进一步把圣灵从我身上挪去，
If God's Spirit
那我就没有路走了。
Does not work in him, and even to a point that God has taken away His Holy Spirit, then David would not have a way out.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为这里大卫不仅是说出了一些属灵征战的秘密。
And not only did David mention about the secret of spiritual warfare,
也说出了一个属灵的事实的真相。
But he has also told us the fact of some spiritual matters.
啊，这是旧约和新约里一个很大的区别。
And this is a big difference between the Old and the New Testament.
啊，在新约的里面
，In the New Testament,
每一个信主的人
，Everyone who believes in the Lord,
都从主那里。接受重生的恩典，而接受了圣灵。
That we have received this grace of rebirth, and then we also have received the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵是没有人能挪移他的。
And nobody can take away this Holy Spirit.
但在旧约就不是这样。
But it's not the same in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头，神使用谁，神就把圣灵赏给谁。
And whoever God used, God would give the Holy Spirit to this person.
如果那个接受圣灵的人失去了标准，
and if this person who received the Holy Spirit has lost the standard,
就把圣灵收回，
then God would take away the Holy Spirit.
一个最大最好的例子，
and the best example,
那就是大卫，给大卫最大难处的那一个扫罗。
The best example is Saul, who has given David the most difficulty.
当神的灵离开大卫。扫罗的时候
，When God's spirit departs from Saul，
扫罗是什么都做不出来。
That Saul could not do anything。
只有越走越惹动神的怒气。
And the farther he walks, the more he provokes God's anger。
哦，我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord。
虽然这些是说到新约和旧约的区别。
Even though this is about the differences between the Old and the New Testament。
在我们读诗篇的时候，我们也不太着重在这个点上。
But we will not place too much emphasis when we read the songs.
我们是着重在一个，是那样子，带着罪的那个本身和罪的结果的人，怎么可以在神面前恢复与神那个正常的关系？
But we'll emphasize on is how a person who has sinned or has the burden of the result of sin, how can they return back to God?
所以十三节的时候，弟兄姊妹你就看到大卫的那个祷告是抓得紧紧，他在面前失去，他在神面前失去神的纪念的那一个原因。
So in verse 13, it tells us that David has a very good grasp of the reason that he has lost the remembrance of God.
十三节那里他就说。神啊，你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪，我的舌头就高声歌唱你的公义。主，我求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上燔祭。你也不喜悦神所要的祭，就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
We just read verses 14 to 17.
就这么你有没有留意的？大卫在这个时候说出这样的一个祷告，这一个祷告是把神心里头那个意念发表了出来的。
And verses, do you notice this prayer of David has expressed the heart desire of God?
也是借着他这一个发表，把在旧约的里面人和神的关系 怎么维持那个秘密也交通出来了。
And it's through this expression he has revealed the secret of how to maintain the relationship between God and man.
大卫很清楚地指出一件事。
And David pointed one thing out
very clearly. 神所看到的在人身上，他所看到的是他那个忧伤痛悔的心和灵。
What God wants to see most in man is a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart.
他说的很清楚。
And
忧伤的灵，痛悔的心，你必定不敢轻看。
And he said that a broken and a contrite heart that you will not despise.
这话就把神的那个赦免的恩典的依据与内容做了一个很完全的发表。
And this has revealed very completely the grace of God's forgiveness.
同时他又指出了一个启示性的发表。
And also this is an expression of revelation.
那是他们按照律法天天在那里献祭的事。
And it's about the fact that according to the law, they would make sacrifices every day.
以色列人常也许常常会问。
Maybe the Israelites will ask this question.
我们为什么常常要献祭?
Why do we need to sacrifice so often?
他们是不懂。
They do not understand.
他们只知道神的律法是这样定规他们要这样做。
All they knew was that it was required by God's law.
大卫知道。
But David knew.
他怎么知道我们不清楚？那肯定一件事情是圣灵在他里面所做工的结果。
And how he knew we're not sure about, but one thing that we can be sure is that it's the result of the Holy Spirit working in him.
那说出什么呢？
And what does it say?
他说神啊如果你需要献祭的话我天天献给你。
And he said that, Lord, if you like sacrifices, I will sacrifice every day to you.
但是这能解决我的问题吗?
But can it solve my problems?
他知道。
And he knew.
不能解决问题。
It cannot solve his problems.
那不能解决问题律法要求人天天去献祭干什么呢?
Since it cannot solve any problems, why does the law require men to sacrifice every day?
在旧约的日子。
In the days of the Old Testament,
以色列的律法，特别是在献祭的事上面，是在发表神的儿子要为人所做成的功是怎样的一回事。
And the law regarding the sacrifices is to reveal the Son of God and the work that's done by Him. What is that about?
如果我要得着赦免
，If I want to have forgiveness,
牛羊是现在提醒我们。要寻求神赦免的恩典。
The animal sacrifices is to remind us to seek after God's grace.
但真正的就我们得着赦免的恩典呢，不是你牛羊这些燔祭或者各种各样的燔祭。
And it's not the burnt offerings or any offerings that involve animal sacrifices to can cause us to gain grace.
接着上文你就知道了，那神你需要什么？
And because if you read what's before this, you know what does that want.
神的答案很简单。
God's answer is very simple.
忧伤的灵。
A broken spirit.
痛悔的心。
A contrite heart.
我就不轻看。
And I would not despise.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那这就把卷二里边所提到的那一个人在神面前蒙恩，神说不是靠人。是靠神的恩典。
So in book 2 tells us that the reason man can gain grace before God is not because of man, it's because of grace of God.
人必须要脱离靠人自己所能做的来换取神的恩典。
And man has to depart from this thought about depending on themselves to exchange for God's grace.
要得着在神的面前这个正规的站立，你只有一个拣选，那就是神儿子。
In order to stand correctly before God, there's only one choice, which is the Son of God.
当然，这个只是在五十一篇里头一个有启示性的交通，但是不是五十一篇的主题。
This is not the theme of Psalm 51, but is a expression of a revelation in Psalm 51.
五十一篇的旨意就是指明人必须懂得做一个忧伤痛悔的人，来等候在神面前。
The theme of Psalm 51 is that man needs to have a broken and contrary heart to wait before God.
去取用神为人所预备的那个救赎的大恩典。
And to receive and enjoy this great grace of salvation from God.
然后感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
当我们这样把那个五十一篇那个最那个关键的事情掌握过来的时候，
and as we have a good grasp of what's important in Psalm 51,
马上就引起，一定会有人最低限度我们自己都会向神发出一个这样的问题。
And immediately it would cause men, or especially for ourselves, to have this question.
神啊，一个燔祭献上来。你说你心里困苦的心你所要的就是忧伤的灵和痛悔的心，不是大多吗？
And we will ask God, isn't it a burnt offering much greater than a broken and contrary heart?
你说忧伤痛悔，那忧伤痛悔是在什么地方？
And you said broken and a contrary heart, what are we broken and contrary about?
一斤要卖多少钱？干嘛要卖这东西？
How much do what? Sorry.
Yeah, what price you should pay? 到怎么比不上那条牛啊？
Oh, okay. How could we? How could our heart not be able to compare to that cattle?
你说那一条牛大是够大了。
And you say the cattle is big.
那他摆在你面前，表明他的寻求赦罪的恩典。不是带来的那个果效更重吗？
Wouldn't it have a bigger effect in terms of manifesting your grace of forgiveness?
神说没有那回事。
But God said that's not the case.
真正的赦免是我的儿子。
True forgiveness is my son.
因为只有他能付出代价来遮盖人的愚昧和无知。
And only he can pay the price to cover man's foolishness and ignorance.
能除掉人和神中间所有遮挡人和神交通的那一些事物。
And only he can get rid of anything that's become a barrier of the fellowship of God and man.
因为这个结论一摆出来。
And as this is laid out.
人不单是会问刚才我问的问题。
And men only would ask the questions I just asked.
人还会继续去问。
And men would continue to ask.
神啊，你说忧伤的灵，你不轻，忧伤的灵，痛悔的心，你不轻看。根据什么？
God said you would not despise a broken and contrary heart. What is the basis? How do you prove it?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个问题不是白问。
And this is not a question in vain.
这个问题一摆出来，
as this question is laid out,
弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
And verses you see.
五十二、五十三、五十四、五十五，一直五十六，一直往下去，五十八、五十九。
In Psalms 52 to 56, 58, and 59.
60, 61.
60,
61. 这许许多多的历史上所发生过的事。
And all these things have happened in history.
这些事情就印证了人在神面前的愚昧无知。却给神的恩典完全的遮盖，所又即引出那一个寻求神的人，他们在仇敌的攻击或者说围困的时候， 他们怎么脱离那一个患难。
And these psalms, these things that happen in these psalms tells us how God's, man's foolishness was completely covered by God's grace and how when they are attacked by Satan, God would deliver them.
那弟兄姊妹，你可以注意这里所说到的一些话。
And brothers and sisters, we could take note of some of the words mentioned here.
那这一些话是什么呢？
And what are these words?
那是五十二篇开始你就能发觉的。
Beginning from Psalm 52, we'll see them.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到。五十二篇中有那个小册是这样说。
The small text in
以东人多疑来告诉扫罗说，大卫到了亚西米勒的家。那时大卫就说这个训诲诗。
So it says that when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul and said to him, David has come to the house of
Ahimelech. 然后五十四篇，那五十三篇还是把五十二篇没有说尽的话。
Psalm 53 is a continuation of what's not said in Psalm 52.
那五十四篇呢？
And for Psalm 54,
你留意这个字标题的小字。
And take note of the title.
西夫人来对扫罗说：“大卫岂不是在我们那里藏身吗？”那是大卫作这训诲诗。
And this is a masque of David, a poem by David when the Ziphites came and said to Saul, it's not David hiding himself among us.
来55是接着54篇下去的。
And Psalm 55 is a continuation of Psalm 54.
然后这26篇你又看那个小字，非利士人在加特拿住大卫，那时他坐着金石。
And then Psalm 56, again, you see in the title, it talks about when the Philistines sees David in Gath.
57篇，大卫逃避扫罗，藏在洞里，那时他坐着金石。
And Psalm 57 is a Miktam, a golden psalm of David when he fled from Saul in the cave.
59节，59篇。
Psalm 59.
扫罗打发人窥探大卫的房屋，要杀他。那时大卫坐着金石。
And Saul sent men and they watched the house in order to kill David. And this is when David wrote this poem.
那60篇。
Psalm 60.
大卫与两河间的亚兰并所巴的亚兰征战的时候，又要转回，在盐谷。攻击以东，杀了12000人。那时大卫坐着金石，叫人学习。
And Psalm 60, when David struggled with Aram Naharim and with Aram Sobah, and Joab returned and smote 12,000 of Edom in the Valley of Salt, and David wrote this psalm. And if you continue to read on,
你看到在这里接二连三的引动大卫所经历的事情。来说明神对人的纪念和赦免是不计较代价的，不计较人付了多少代价的。
And for all these things that David encountered, God is telling men that his remembrance and forgiveness of men does not depend on men.
并且在这几篇诗篇里头还带出一个信息。
And also within these few psalms, it brings out a message.
这个信息不单是在，神自显为你的，为人的拯救者这一点。
And this message not only tells us God has made Himself known as the refuge of man.
而是更深的说出神怎么去纪念人。
And also, it tells us further how God remembers men.
因为弟兄姊妹，当你把这几篇的诗的那个内容留意看看的时候，
And if we pay attention to the content of these few psalms,
你会很清楚地看到，
And very clearly you will see,
神给人的拯救，对神自己本身来说，有些什么特别要指出。
That God,
要人去注意的。
God's deliverance for men, what does God want to specially point out for men to pay attention to?
我们在神的面前，你留意到这样的事。
And we will see this before God.
因为在刚才我们就是所引过出来的那些诗篇。
And the Psalms that we mentioned earlier.
你很清楚地看到，那是在大卫一生的日子里头，处处遇到难处。
And we can see very clearly in God, in David's life, he encounters problems everywhere.
全部都记录下来。
And they are not all recorded.
只是记录其中的一部分。
It's only part of them recorded.
这一部分里头呢，有明显的。
And some of them are very evident.
有不明显。
And some of them are not as evident.
我说明显就是说。大卫知道谁来给他找麻烦。
And when I said it's evident, I'm referring to that David was aware who was bringing him trouble.
其中有一些事，大卫根本就不知道，危险已经逼在他的眼前。
But there were times that David did not even know that danger is right in front of him.
但是神的话在这里给人看到，不管你知道也好，你不知道也好。神定规了要做你的救赎主，他就一定救你到底。
But God's words told us whether you know it or not, but God has determined to be your redeemer, and He will save you to the end.
我举几个例子给弟兄姊妹看看就好。
And I'll give brothers and sisters some examples.
如果按照刚才我们所提出来的来看的话
，According to what we mentioned earlier.
你就看到了，从五十二篇开始，你一直看到有不少的不同地域、不同情况的人，把他的消息告诉扫罗，让扫罗去追赶他，去杀害他。
And we can see, beginning from Psalm 52, there are different people bringing David's news to Saul so that Saul can pursue and kill him.
那这样的部分的呢，我们一看就知道了。神让大卫很清楚的，我借用人间的话来讲，在情报上知道有人要对付他了。
And so for these things, God showed David very clearly and give him intelligence so that he knows that people pursuing after him.
那不管是这个人，或者是五十四篇的那个人。
Whether it's the person here or the person in Psalm 54,
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
都是好像神把那个情报让大卫知道了。
And it seems like God is giving David the intelligence for him to know.
那我知道了，大卫就怎样去避开扫罗。
So because David knew about this, and he was able to run away from Saul.
甚至。一次保罗又躲被扫罗躲到山洞里。
And even one time, and David was running away from Saul, and he went into a cave.
保罗也是行军到那里，他因为大便急了，就跑到洞里头去拉。
And at the same time, Saul was also there because he needed to have a bowel movement, so he went into the cave.
扫罗在洞里边的暗处，不。大卫在洞里的暗处，扫罗在明处，他看不见大卫，但大卫看见他。
And David was in a dark area of the cave, and then but Saul was in a lit up area, so David was able to see Saul.
大卫的手下就提议了。
So those who followed David made a suggestion.
我们去杀了他。
Let's go kill him.
只要一枪就够了。
It's just a one step, he'll be gone.
大卫那个时候，真是有点困难，是不是
？So it's a dilemma for David, isn't it?
但是你看，在那一个时候，如果你从历史的记录上面去看，大卫没有难处，他认定一件事情，人和神中间的事情，让神自己去弄清楚。我不出手代替神。
And because if you know the history, you know David did not have a problem because he was convicted. It is a matter between God and man, and he will not act on behalf of God.
神让大卫知道，他有很许许有许多的时候和许多的环境， 他都是在一个死亡的威胁里。
That God let David know that many times and in many situations he was on the edge of death.
甚至扫罗准备派兵去围着他自己的，围着大卫住的房间，趁他在家里的时候就把他杀掉。
Even the time that Saul sent men to surround David's house to try to kill him.
这个情报到他那里，那他就给妻子先量。从窗口就先逃跑了。
So when this news came to him, he discussed it with his wife and he fled from the window.
这个我们说，那是神给大卫预先就知道有明显的威胁在他的身边。
And this is God letting David know there's some clear threat around him.
但是你也看到，在扫罗的经历里头。扫罗是落在一个完全不知道人要要他的命的那种心思和安排。
But also in other areas that David has been places where he completely did not know that people were pursuing after his life.
弟兄姊妹们，你如果要看那些历史，很清楚你看到最低限度有两次。
And so if you read the history, you know that at least two times like this.
扫罗。被撒旦的不是撒旦本身，而是那个给邪灵了来骚扰。
The Saul was disturbed by the evil spirit.
那么大卫没办法，扫罗没办法脱离那这个骚扰。
That Saul could not get.Rid of this disturbance.
那时大卫已经做了他的女婿。
And at that time, David was already his son-in-law.
也站在他面前服侍他。
And he was serving before Saul.
神就用着大卫替扫罗弹琴。
And God used David to play the harp for Saul.
在大卫给扫罗弹琴的时候。那个邪灵就跑掉了。
So as David was playing the harp, that evil spirit fled.
那扫罗清醒过来了。
And Saul was awakened.
他一看那个光景。
As he saw the situation.
哎，现在是一个好时刻。
And he said that this is a good opportunity.
他们是在营房里头。
They were inside a room.
大卫在那边跟。扫罗弹琴的时候，他们的距离是蛮近的。
As David was playing the harp for Saul, they were standing very, or they were within a very close distance.
你们千万要记住。
And brothers, you have to remember this.
扫罗自己本身也是一个战士。
Saul himself was also a warrior.
他在那一个光景底下，提起枪来就给大卫刺过去。
And under that situation, he took a spear and wanted to kill David.
按照一般来说
in general,
大卫一定受伤了。
Under a normal circumstance, that David would for sure be hurt.
Or even, 没有命的。
Even he would lose his life.
因为他能刺一枪就可以刺第二枪。
Because if he can throw it once and he can throw the spear twice.
扫罗对大卫做过两次这样的事。
And Saul has done these kind of things twice.
那这两次的事情可以说。是对大卫本人来讲是事前一无知道和预备的。
And these two things happened without David knowing them whatsoever.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
两次扫罗好像那个枪一刺出去的时候明明是对准的了。
And two times when Saul was trying to kill David with the spear,It seems like he was going to get it.
但是好像刺到大卫的身上的时候，那个枪头偏歪了。
As if when the spear was approaching David, it went a different direction.
当然就刺不到。
And of course, the spear didn't get to David.
那大卫就逃跑了。
And David fled.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意一件事情。
But just take note of one thing.
在大卫身上，他经历许许多多的难处。
And David has encountered many difficulties.
这许多难处的当中，有些是明显，有些是不明显。
And some of these are very clear, some of them are not.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主要保护大卫。
The Lord was to protect David.
不因为大卫做的是什么美事好事。
It was not because David had done any good things.
因为神要在大卫的身上显出他怜悯的丰满。
But God was to manifest the fullness of His mercy upon David.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那因此我。这许多历史上的事情就印证了51篇开始所引起的神纪念忧伤痛悔的人，神讨厌在神的面前顶撞神的人。
So all these things is a proof of what's mentioned in Psalm 51 that God rememberstHose with a broken heart and a contrite heart, and he despised those who are proud and stand against him. We thank the Lord.
我也看起，我想到这些事情的时候，
as I think of these things,
我就想起一些弟兄姊妹们的经历，那是近代的了。
And I remember the experiences of some of the brothers and sisters in the recent years.
如果弟兄姊妹们，你看过一本书，叫做叫做《嫁重恩深》，我们这图书馆里边好像有几个人看过，不多。
And brothers of you, if you have read a book, a Chinese book that is named The Heaviness of the Cross and the Death of Grace.
我也行过死荫的幽谷。
And the other book is I have also walked through the shadow of the valley of death.
我们感谢。
The valley of the shadow of death. We thank God.
在这两本书里头都提到一件事。相同的事。
And both books mention about the same thing.
特别是其中一本。是提到直接和神的儿女们有关的事。
Especially one of them mentioned something that has a direct relationship with the children of God.
那是有很多弟兄姊妹们是因着应该是文化大革命开始了。
And many brothers and sisters who have gone through the Cultural Revolution.
因为文化大革命以前，教会是受了好大的那个。压力。
And before the Cultural Revolution, the church has received much pressure.
全国来说，处处都有不少神的儿女给抓去，先是关在牢里，后是摆在劳改场里。
And as a whole, the whole country, there are many brothers and sisters. First, they were put into the prison, and then they were sent to the labor camps.
我们当中的那个张耀生弟兄。就是这样的走，在劳改场里头过过二十几年的日子。
Brother Stephen Chang, he has spent 20 some years in the labor camp.
不过我不是要说他们这些话。
I'm not trying to tell.
我要说的是，弟兄姊妹，你知道，神做我们的避难所，或者神做我们的拯救，真实的是完全不根据我们。做了什么，然后神就回报我们。
And what I really like to point out is that God being our refuge and our deliverance is truly, it truly does not depend on what we have done and that He repay us as with according to what we have done.
那我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我就说到其中一个事实。
And I'll mention one fact.
他这两个弟兄都是关在。天津附近就是唐山附近的一个叫做清河农场。
And two brothers who are shut up in this farming community close to 唐山。
那他们关在那里一好阵子了。
So they were put there for a while.
到了有一个时候。
And until one time.
中国跟美国的关系弄得非常不好。
And the relationship between China and United States was very bad.
那个时候在中国里边又有一个风气说台湾要反攻过来。
And in mainland China, there's people were saying that the people from Taiwan will come and will attack.
所以在那一个时候，毛泽东就下了第一号公报的信息。
So at that time, Chairman Mao has given this news.
说什么呢？
And what does it say?
他说把沿海一带的劳改厂里头的那些给关闭在那边里边的人要来一次大清扫。
And he said he would get rid of those who are imprisoned in the labor camp along the coast.
要把他们从沿海这一带地方移送到内部内陆或是更深入的地方。
So he wanted to move those who are in the labor camps along the coast to inland areas.
那是所谓备战的问题了。
And he was preparing for the war.
但是要迁移哪一些人走呢？
So who would be moved?
不是全个劳改厂人都走。
It's not all people in the labor camps.
是哪一些人一定要转移呢？
Who are the ones who must be moved?
基督徒。
The Christians.
天主教徒。
The Catholics.
和一些宗教性的人物
and some of the religious people
全部都要往内陆去迁移
and they all have to be moved inland
当然弟兄姊妹也不知道那里头有什么安排
and of course brothers and sisters did not know about the arrangement
但是感谢主
but we thank the Lord
他们的迁移的事情过不久
and after a little while
唐山大地震
that was
就发生了。
The earthquake in Tangshan happened.
诉说死伤差不多到了40万人。
And there was about 400,000 people who died or was hurt.
不过政府没有给那个高那么高的数字。
But of course, the government did not report such a high number.
但是那一个时候，这一批给迁移到内陆的劳改厂的里边。原来住在劳改厂里边的人
，But those who were originally in the labor camps, they were moved to the inland area.
他们给迁走的时候，心里是有点很不舒畅。
And when they were first moved, they did not feel good about it.
等到了唐山大地震过了以后，他们领会过来了。
But after the Tangshan earthquake, they realized
神在我们人根本没知道有什么危险来到以前。
That before men realize there's any dangerous matters going to happen,
神就做了安排。
God has already made the arrangement.
等到事情发生了
and after the event happened,
弟兄姊妹们都看到。
And brothers and sisters all saw.
原来是神把属神的人迁移到人以为是安全，人以为是那个危险的地方。但是他们却是在一个非常安全的保护里。
And it was God who moved the people to a place where they used to think it was dangerous.
因为他们说到，在唐山没有地震以前，已经提到可能有地震的事情发生。但可地震的事情一发生，那些关在那里的囚犯不能走，不能动。但是你走就可以开枪把你打死。
And they were told even before the earthquake happened, they had the news that earthquake was about to happen. But the prisoners there were not allowed to escape, otherwise they'd be shot.
许多在那边给关起来的弟兄姊妹们，都因为这样就离开了唐山大地震的那个地区。
And we thank the Lord is because of this, the brothers and sisters.Were able to leave Tangshan.
我刚才所提到那两本书，一个诈咒恩生，另外一个是我也行过死荫的肉骨，两本书都提到这个事情。那两本书的作者都是在唐山附近的那个清河农场里头给关了一阵子的。
And this incident was mentioned in the both books that I mentioned earlier, and both authors, they also spent a period of time at that farming area, that labor camp, those labor camps.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为当我们一看到诗篇是这样把许多个的历史的事实摆出来的时候，我们就不能不问，把那些事实出来干什么？
As we see the Psalms are laying out many historical facts, and we cannot help but to ask why.
当然，你一种字句上面借，你没有告诉你是为什么。
But of course, in the service of the words, they do not tell us why.
但是你留意的去读的时候，你就知道神又在那里证明一件事情。
But if you read it carefully, you will see that God is there to prove one thing.
他是人的避难所。
That he is man's refuge.
他是留意拯救人的神。
And he is a God who delivers man.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为在我们读这几篇诗篇的时候，
As we read these Psalms,
弟兄姊妹，你很容易看到有一个地方是这样说的。
And we will see this very easily in one place.
说什么呢？
So what does it say?
说到神自己说，我是你们的避难所，我是你们的山寨，我是你们的盾牌。
And he says that I am your refuge, I'm your stronghold, I am your shield.
所以我一定要拯救你们。
So I must save you.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然我们不是很细的来看这些字句。
Even though we are not going to details about these verses.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意到这一部分的诗篇一直围绕着这一个点来，有交通的时候。
But as we read these Psalms, we see that these Psalms are fellowshipping surrounding this point.
我们看到神的手。
And we see the hand of God.
看见神在他子民的身上是怎样的做工。
And we see how God works among his people.
叫我们更清楚地知道。 神真实的是我们的依靠。
So we know more clearly that God is truly our trust.
神真实的是我们的避难所。
And he truly is our refuge.
他真实是我们的石头，那个石盾牌和山寨。
And he truly is our shield and our stronghold.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么因此弟兄姊妹，你就特别留意到一件事。
So brothers and sisters, take special note about this.
那我们是怎么活在神的面前？
And how do we live before God?
你留意到52篇的时候，你会看到那里头说到一件事。
And if you read Psalm 52, you'll see one thing mentioned.
什么事呢？
And what is this?
第八节,
verse 8.
52篇的第八节,
Psalm 52, verse 8.
赐予我,
but as
就像神殿中的青橄榄树, 我永永远远, 靠着神的慈爱, 我要称谢你, 直到永远。
But as for me, I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the loving kindness of God forever and ever. I will give you thanks forever.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主在诗篇这一大片的那个文字上面，从不同的角度来发表他对人的那一个安排和神对人的。
And in within all these words in the Psalms, from different angles, God expresses his plan and his caring among men.
我们实在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
因为神既然是定义如此恩待到他面前去的人。
And since God has determined to give grace to those who come before him.
我们就一个一个的在神面前蒙恩典。
And then one by one we receive grace before God.
神这几篇诗里头又带出另一个方面的信息。
And within these few psalms, God has also given another message.
因为人遇到难处。
As man encounters problems,
神来拯救。
God is there to deliver.
这个我们容易接受。
And this is easy for us to accept.
但是如果把这个事情用另一方面来提出问题。
But if we raise questions from another angle,
神在这里又说了一个方面的事。
God has said something else here.
如果我允许他们经过难处。
If I allow for them to encounter hardship,
那我们一定 会寻求神的答案。
Then we will for sure seek for God's answer.
神既然是做人的拯救。
God, since you are the deliverance of man,
你那个拯救为什么不早一点发生？
Why does your deliverance not come sooner?
一定要等到那个患难来了，你才显出你的拯救。
But then you have to wait until the hardship comes and you manifest your deliverance.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神在这大段话的里面说了这样的一句。
Within all these words, God spoke of these words.
因为经过难处而接受试炼的人，神说是我做的，要叫他们经过试炼以后，他们更坚定地站在我的面前。
God said, "It is I who give you hardships and tests. So after you've gone through the test, you will be built up."
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
从大卫的经历来一直说出来，神说出两面很重要的。那个属灵的功课。
From David's experiences, God has given us some very important spiritual lessons.
一个是放心去接受神给的试炼。
On one hand, that we can relax to receive God's testing.
一个是在接受神的试炼的里面得着神深一层的造就。
And also,when we receive tests from God that we can receive a deeper edification.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
那因此如果弟兄姊妹你翻到五十五篇。
So, brothers and sisters, as we turn to Psalm 55.
您留意这样的话。
Let's take note of these words.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
你要把你的重担赦给耶和华，他必抚养你。他永不叫义人动摇。神啊，你必使恶人下入灭亡之坑，流人血行诡诈的人必活不到半死，但我要依靠你。
Cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, but you, O Lord, will bring them down to the pit of destruction. Men of bloodshed and deceit will not live out half their lives, but I will trust in you.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那我想这今天晚上我就是把这连串的那几篇他那个神说话的那个目的做了一个简单的交通。
I think this evening I'll have a very simple sharing upon the purpose of God's work in these few psalms.
那我们上礼拜回来的时候我们也许从细致的方面来再看这一方面的信息。
Next week when we return, maybe we'll go into details about this message.
或者我们就继续往前去。
Or maybe we will move on.
把第二卷结束，
而
准备进入第三卷。
And we'll finish book two and to prepare to enter into book three.
不过弟兄姊妹可以很清楚地看到。
But sisters, you can see
第二卷的背后，神是用着许多实际的那一个神 属神的人的经历来印证神恩待人是远超过人对神的请求。
Then behind book 2, God is using all these practical examples to tell us the grace that God has upon us is beyond our seeking after God.
我们有点祷告。
And let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你自己的口里的话实在是叫我们感觉何等的稀奇又惊讶。
Because the words coming out from your mouth, it causes us to be so amazing.
多少时间我们以为我们凭着我们所做的的好来博取你给我们更多的赏赐。
And because a lot of times we think that we can use what we consider our good deeds to exchange for your grace.
但是感谢你。
But we thank you.
你的心思不是这样。
This is not your heart desire.
你的心思是巴不得所有的人都能脱离罪的捆绑和死亡的威胁，回到你的面前。
And your heart desire is that all can be free from the bondage of sin and death and to return to you.
所以让我们经历许许多多不同的各种各样。
So you allow for us to encounter all kinds of hardships.
我要叫我们认识你和我们的关系，在你的心里是何等的深。
So that we can understand our relationship with you is so heavy in your heart.
你承认你是我们的拯救。
You say that you are our deliverance.
你承认你是我们的盾牌。
And you say that you are our shield.
你承认我。你是我们的拯救者。
And you say that you are a deliverer.
所以我们就可以放胆到你面前来向你求，向你要。
So we can come boldly before you and to ask of you, and to require of you.
我们所要的是要你要我们得着的。
And what we want is what you want from us.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
用着你自己话语的光指导我们。继续的往前奔跑。
And using the light of your word to guide us to continue the path ahead of us.
叫荣耀归给你。
So the glory will be for you.
叫你的丰富显在我们身上。
And that your fullness can be manifested in us.
直到我们与你面对面的日子。
Until the day we see you face to face.
感谢赞美主。
We thank you and praise you, our Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.